And I had the great opportunity to just enjoy that apprehension that it is to go on your first trip. I know a lot of you folks, I'll just admit to you, I am not an expert on riding motorcycles, but I love it a lot. And I know that to me, I'm riding with these guys who have probably ridden bikes more than they've walked in their entire life. And I know that they're experts, and it made me feel good that they were with me just in case anything happened, in case anything would go wrong. They were with me to help me just in case anything would come up that I wouldn't know how to deal with. Thankfully, that never did happen. We had a great trip going and a great trip coming back. I just want to tell you a little bit about the coming back part of it. We're leaving Gettysburg, and of course, as you know, we suffer up here with precipitation from time to time. And you're riding your motorcycles, and you don't really have an opportunity to get out of it. When you're on your bike and it starts to rain, two things happen. You get wet, and you get wetter. Now, we started to hit rain, and we're coming through the mountains. And I got to be honest with you, we weren't going very fast. We couldn't hardly see. The mountain pass got real foggy. And that gets a little bit, you know, white knuckle. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, again, I told you I'm not an expert. I'll be the first to admit that. But there I am riding a bike, maybe going 20, 15, 20, 30 miles an hour at the most, going through the fog, couldn't see anything in front of you. I got these guys behind me, and they're watching, and we're riding and doing the best we can. And go through the mountain pass coming down out of Gettysburg, and you go around this hairpin turn that we really didn't see coming because the fog was there. Now, me trying to stay in the middle of the lane because I don't want to get to the line side. I don't want to get to the shoulder side because when you're in the mountains, you get to the shoulder side, you fall off the mountain. I don't want to do that. And on the line side, I don't want to have a car come the other way. So there I am in the middle. And I went around this hairpin turn, and I kind of saw it coming, and I kind of tried to slow down. I hit my back brake. You folks already know what I'm going to say. Well, I felt myself going down in a rapid motion. So I let off the brake, stamped my foot on the ground, stood the bike back up, and kept right on going. I had these guys behind me. My church people are panicking right now. I didn't know that. Sell that thing. So I go to slow down again because I'm trying to make this turn. My back tire went out from behind me again. Stood the bike back up. And I just said, you know what, I've got to go straight. I've got to get across. I can't go down, so I got to go straight. So I went straight across the lane. And I'm headed towards the guardrail. Praise the Lord. The Lord had his hand out there and stopped me from going over the guardrail because that was a cliff, which would have been bad. And by the way, this isn't because of my prowess. This is because of dumb luck. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I go through. Now I got the guardrail right here. I've got the lane of oncoming traffic right here. I'm on the shoulder going the wrong way. Out of the fog comes a semi-truck. Can't make this stuff up. It's great. This semi-truck comes, and he doesn't see me till the very end. He veers up from behind me. Here's what they had to see. They had to see me disappear in the fog and then see a semi-truck come out of the fog right after I disappeared into the fog. Okay? Now, as I'm going, we rode the rest of the way down the mountain. And I say, you know, what are you going to do? I'm sure all of you have had close calls like that, but it is what it is. But we go down the mountain, we stopped, and these guys get off their bikes, and they come to me, and they says, hey, man, you all right? I was a little nervous. Got to be honest with you, I was a little nervous. But the Lord brought us through that. Now, we had to go the rest of the way home, and boy, we met some torrential downpours. We met some bad rain. We met some bad things, but you know, I usually hit on this subject, but bikers are a different kind of people, and it's not a bad thing at all. This is what I like about bikers, and this is what I like about the folks that come to the blessings. You never have to worry about a biker stranded on the side of the road because eventually another biker will come along. You never have to worry about when you're riding together because there's always somebody else there that'll help you out. I know I hit on this subject a lot, but I appreciated going down there, and I want to liken it to this right here. In the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible says in verse 5, in the latter half of this verse, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake me is talking about Jesus Christ. And the great thing, and I know it's not a good comparison, us in Jesus Christ, let's be honest. But I do know this, that no matter what would happen, I'm with people that would make sure that I was all right. I was with people that would never leave me nor forsake me in that moment of time. When we're riding in a group together, when you're riding out on the road, you can be sure of this, that somebody will come along to never leave you nor forsake you. You don't ride alone. But understand this as well. If you're saved today, you know the Lord is your Savior. Jesus Christ goes with you, whether anybody else shows up or not. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I invite you today. There's no reason to wait. You say, well, you don't know what kind of person I am. You're right, I don't, but I got to be honest with you. You don't know what kind of person I am either. But He knows us both, and He died for us both. He died for me just like He died for you. He didn't die for me different than He died for you. He didn't die for me better than He died for you. He died for us the same all the way across the board. And my Bible says He will never leave me nor forsake me. If I would have let that bike go underneath me on that day and got run over by the semi-truck, Jesus would have been there. Now, you may not like to hear that kind of thing. You may not agree with that, but understand this. I don't know how people make it today without knowing the Lord is their Savior. I don't know how people make it today going down the road of life, going down this dangerous thing that we call life, this dangerous pathway without knowing my Savior. I don't know how you do it. If you don't know the Lord, please understand this. Everything we do today, everything we've prayed for, every moment that we meet and talk and all the things that we do and the food that's been wonderfully prepared is all so people can meet our Savior. Everything we do, we want to introduce you to Christ. Why? Because we want to have a grand old time in heaven someday. We want to have a grand old time in heaven someday where we're all together. And if you don't know Him, you're not going there. You can't sugarcoat this. You can't pussyfoot around with this. You either know Christ or you don't. And under the sound of my voice today, and I'm sure you can hear me, I'm telling you on the authority of the Word of God that if you know Christ as your Savior, He will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what road you're on, no matter what path you're taking, whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it be indifferent, your Lord, if you know Him as Savior, will never leave you nor forsake you. Here's the thing. If you reject Him today, He's not even with you. And folks, don't worry about all the religious thoughts out there. Salvation's not religion. It's not about being Baptist or any other. It's not about that. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's not about what you do with your life, what you've done with your life, or what you're currently doing with your life. Right now, you might be thinking more of chili dogs than you are about this message. But I know this. It's not about that. It's about my Savior who loves you, who loves you, who loves you. He loves you so much that in what you're doing right now, whether it be good or bad, whether it be right or wrong, whether it doesn't matter what you're doing, He loves you and died for you. As I'm riding down that road, panicking because my hind tire, they tell me my rear parts were about that far off the ground. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have liked to have seen that. They know who I am. And they never left me. What a comfort to know that He was behind me. What a comfort to know that they were with me. What a comfort to know that they could have helped me if something would have happened. They'd have been there right off the bat. That's comforting to know, isn't it? It's comforting to know that you've got a group of people here that are your friends and your family that love you. That's comforting. But I tell you, you can find more comfort in the God of all comfort that is Jesus Christ. Make this one thing and I'm all done. We have a lot of fun here. We enjoy watching Tink, whatever he does. We enjoy watching the kids up here. And it's all wonderful. But it means nothing if you don't know my Lord. Because my Lord will take you through anything. Every valley, every rainstorm, and rain hurts. Good night. You always got to be up to speed when the first raindrops hit. Just about tear your face right off. If you don't know him, in a moment I'm just going to give a little invitation. You need to accept him today. I'm not asking you to join the church. I'm not asking you to come up here and get embarrassed. I'm not asking any of that. I'm asking you to meet a man that is also God, that will never, never, never leave you nor forsake you. Never. That's a comfort to know. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for this wonderful evening. I thank you so much for getting a chance to preach to my friends. I thank you so much for getting a chance to talk about you. Lord God, I believe with all my heart the only reason that there wasn't a tragedy that day is because of you. I believe with all my heart, Lord, that you can protect these folks all year long and in the rest of their lives. But Lord, I worry. I worry, Lord, that there might be one that came today that doesn't know you. And Lord, I don't want to let them leave until they know my Savior, because Lord, I want to have a great time in heaven and I want them to be right there with me. I don't want them to go to hell. Because Lord, there is a real hell. If there wasn't a real hell, you wouldn't have came down here and died for us. But Lord, there is a real hell. There are people that go there all the time, and I hope and pray in this room there's not one that's going to end up there. Because Lord, that was never your intention. Your intention was never to have people go to hell. That place was made for the devil and his angels. It was never made for us. Lord, you made a way. That is a way that we can call upon without having to be good people. That is a way that we can call upon without having to be right people. We just have to be believing people. Lord, please help us today. Help the ones today that don't know you to accept you today without waiting 1 minute. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, I'm just curious. If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt 100% that the Lord is your Savior, you've been saved. Saved isn't a Baptist term. Saved is a Bible term. And if you know the Lord is your Savior, you know that if you died right now, that you would go right to heaven. Could you raise up your hand as a testimony? I give you my word. I will not embarrass you. I give you my word. All across the room, thank you so much. You may put them down. I give you my word. I will not call you out. I will not embarrass you. I will not say anything about you. I want to pray for you. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You could say a prayer like this. It's not the prayer, it's believing in your heart. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you came down to this earth and died just for me. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, please, I'm believing in you the best that I know how. Lord, please, take me to heaven when I die. Please save me. I wonder if anybody would be willing to raise their hand and say, you know what, preacher? I prayed that prayer just now. I accepted the Lord into my heart. Would you be willing to raise your hand as a testimony? I will not come to you. You have my word. I will not point you out in any way. Would there be any that would be willing to raise their hand and say, yes, I did. I just prayed that prayer. Would there be one? Would there be one? Dear Jesus, I'm in a room full of friends. Lord, please help them throughout this year. Lord, it's scary out there sometimes. And Lord, you're the protector of all. Lord, you are the Almighty. You are always with us. And the Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I find such great comfort in knowing that you're always with me. Lord, please help us throughout this year, throughout this riding season, to remember that you're always with us. to remember that you never forsake us. Lord, I believe that there's people in here right now that are going through troubles that need you in a very special way. Lord, please be with them. Be with them in the valley. Be with them in the valley, walking through the valley. Lord, help them to know that you love them. The Bible says that you're the God of all comfort. So, Lord, please lend them some today. Lord, be with us. I'm so happy that our bikers did such a good job in this. And, Lord, I'm so thankful that this building is packed out. Lord, they need to know you. Lord, please love them. Love them from heaven and let them know how great you are. Lord, be with us again throughout this season. And, Lord, please bless the food as we partake of it. We're so thankful for the folks that made that too. Lord, be with us today. And we pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen.